You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the cost of employer-based health insurance keeps going up for employers and workers. We'll get the details from the author of a new report. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. There are some big early voting numbers in parts of Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Health Department is under criminal investigation in the wake of a scandal involving its lead testing program. And citizens in Door County are hoping to establish a national park in their area. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He is based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, we've got this election coming up not too far off now, and early voting is going on. People are watching for early voting numbers. What kind of information do we have out there so far, Rob?
So let me preface this by saying that these numbers are public information. They're interesting. It's a perfectly fine topic to talk about on the radio. But the next thing I want to say is that we can talk about the numbers. No one has any idea whatsoever what they mean
right.
for the actual elections. We can get into that. But to answer the question, the Urban Milwaukee columnist Bruce Murphy on Thursday was reporting on this, and totals from Madison and Milwaukee are high. More than 16,000 people in Madison had voted, more than 10,000 in Milwaukee. Basically, it looks like early voting is going to increase above 2014 totals, which is the right comparison because that's the last midterm.
And those are big Democratic strongholds, so a lot of people might look at those numbers and either hope or fear that that means there's higher Democratic turnout. That doesn't mean that's what's going on necessarily, though.
Right. I mean, exactly. Democrats want to look at these numbers and see signs of voter enthusiasm. And, of course, there are lots of signs of Democratic voter enthusiasm, not least of which is that in public polls, when you ask people, are you enthusiastic about voting, Democrats in Wisconsin score higher on that than Republicans this year at this time. So the idea behind sort of looking at this some part of tea leaves is that this would show that the Democratic base is so fired up to vote that they can't even wait until November 6th. And that could be true. Certainly in individual cases, it is true. But the other thing about these two places, these two Democratic strongholds, Milwaukee and Madison, is that they are also the largest cities in the state, and therefore the places most likely to have the longest lines on election day. So for some people, it might not be so much about like their own enthusiasm as it is that, man, last time I went to vote, I was late to pick up my kid, and I had to stand in line. It was a whole thing, and this is a way to avoid that headache.
So it is a tea leaf. I mean, I'm looking at my tea bag broke here for the tea I'm drinking. That these tea leaves might be just as valuable in predicting the election as early voting numbers.
That's about right. Now, that said, this is a thing. I mean, campaigns encourage this, especially Democratic campaigns. I think Barack Obama, that is the former president, Rob, who was in Milwaukee today. One of the things that they do at Democratic campaign rallies is to hold early voting events, take people to early voting things. And the idea from the point of view of the campaigns is that if you take your most politically involved people, get their, sort of bank those votes, then they on election day can like help drive people around. They can canvass for votes. Or whatever they need to do to help turn out people on election day, and that's smart if you're a campaign. It's just that it's just we should all be very cautious about seeing the early voting numbers as a harbinger of what we'll see on November 6th.
Keep watching that. We're talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the big stories in Wisconsin this week. Turning to Milwaukee, Rob, it was revealed this week that the Milwaukee Health Department is under some kind of criminal investigation by the county's district attorney. First of all, how did this come out?
Right. So what is new this week is the Milwaukee City Council President Ashanti Hamilton disclosed it in a response to a some criticism from another council member. We don't know many details about the investigation. We haven't seen any charges out of this, but But this, it exists in the context of the city council is trying to get some testimony from the former health commissioner about the city's lead abatement program. So one result of this is that it's been a reminder of news from earlier in the year of this many difficulties, problems, negligence in Milwaukee's lead abatement program.
And the big accusation or the big concern is that that department under the previous leader of that department didn't appropriately deal with reports and tests showing lead contamination for kids in the city, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, we know lead in drinking water is a very serious public health problem, especially for children. The actual health effects are really bad and very long term. Milwaukee had a program that was intended to address this and follow up and make sure kids were getting, the actual lead in their blood was reduced, and that they were getting the services that they needed to try to recover from lead poisoning. And what this state report that came out in May found was that out of more than 100 cases over 5 years, 90% of the time the city would just close the cases before it saw the actual amount of lead in kids' blood drop to levels that the public health authorities had said was safe. So that's bad. The city's been in the process of reviewing hundreds of cases from the same period to try to find out, make sure that kids are getting what they need, and it's been the subject of a lot of fighting among the city leaders sort of about the way forward.
And then finally, Rob, you pointed us toward a story that I got to say was not on my radar at all. Super interesting, though. A group of citizens pushing for the creation of a new national park in the Door County area. What's going on?
Right, yeah. Liz Welter out of our Door County Bureau is reporting on this. Yeah, this is a push by residents to make the public lands on these five islands, northern islands off Door County, into a national park. People probably know Washington Island if you've sort of visited the area, but there's a string of other islands there. One is actually owned by Michigan. And it turns out 50 years ago, there had been a recommendation by the U.S. Department of Interior to convert these public lands into a national park, and then for whatever reason it just fell apart. Nothing ever came of it. And here's a push to revive that and try to sort of, there's a whole process to it, but they're trying to get the ball rolling on making this a new national park.
And there are a lot of people, it sounds like, and organizations in the area on board with this idea.
Right. I mean, there are benefits that come from this, some of which are environmental. It's there are protections for these lands. The lands are, have environmental significance. They're part of the migratory route for birds, and there are endangered species habitats and so on. But I mean, I think probably one large reason why many residents are advocating for this is that it is an economic boon to be a national park. And Door County, which already has a big tourist economy, sees that, makes the case, these advocates make the case, that it would be worth maybe tens of millions of dollars or at least a large amount in additional revenue as thousands of visitors who want, they want to go see, people like to go see the national parks. And this would bring more people to this part of the world.
And as we wrap up, Rob, this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. You mentioned there are steps. Can you talk about roughly how long something like this could take, assuming it doesn't get tabled and picked up again in another 50 years?
Yeah, right. I mean, this is right. It's a bit hard to say, but the first formal step is that Congress needs to request that the National Park Service conduct a resource study, and then that study itself takes 2 years, and then they just, the National Park Service would decide whether they agree or want this as a national park. Ultimately, it's Congress. Congress would have something to do. Would have to pass a law to make this happen. But it might be the rare case where, it doesn't have a particular ideological valence here. If the people want it and there's a good environmental case for it, it could actually happen in a few years.
We'll watch for that in the years to come. Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Robert Menzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He was with us for a weekly look at news from around the state.